This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Feminino, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Feminino. 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. Getdavidgetpaid.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Okay, so what I'm about to ask you is in no way, shape, or form an endorsement. This is a question. But I heard Wojo talk about this last night, and I thought it was at least interesting because I am stunned at the fickle nature of most fans. And it is a question, and the question is this: have the Detroit Tigers surpassed your Detroit Football Lions as the city's best shot at a championship this season? We talked about this a little bit yesterday, Rico. You had the day off, and it was simple. You know, when are you willing to say World Series? And I explained myself in detail. I'm not going to do it again today. I would have to get past the trade deadline. I would need that right-handed bat this team desperately needs and probably a bullpen piece.
So around August.
Yeah. And I think that then and only then can I personally do it. But the amount of people talking World Series for a baseball team that has over 100 games to go, I'm stunned. And there were a lot of people last night calling Rieger and Woji saying the Tigers are the better shot. And I thought it was interesting because ESPN put a piece out giving the Lions an 8% shot at the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. That was one of the top 7 or 8 odds. They're in there. But it's a one-and-done format. I understand that. They're not a third of the way through the season. You know, like if the Lions were at 4-1 right now and we reverse this, maybe people would say Lions. I want to know from you guys, is your faith in this baseball team at such a level that you are ready to say the Tigers today on May 30th have a better chance to win the World Series than the Detroit Lions? This is not an endorsement of said question or opinion. You know where I stand. But Rico,
I would.
Where you do, so you're falling in line with it too.
I would, Mike, but here's the rationale why. As you stated, you stumbled upon it. It's the one and done for the Lions, bad day at the office, and they get bounced by the Commanders. I look at this Tigers team. Can we agree the strength of the team is the pitching staff and the rotation? Having Skubal and having all of those arms tells me that you got a puncher's chance in any series, World Series, divisional, you name it. Because they have that rotation, even if the bats aren't there, they got enough pitching that they can win that 1-0, 2-1 game. So that's why I feel more confident. Whereas the Lions, yeah, man, injury, bad outing, Goff's not as sharp as he is. He goes out and throws 2 picks. Ball game, you went 15-2 and nothing to show for it. So, yes, given what it is, and the other thing, not really a dynasty in baseball, whereas you got a couple little dynasties in football that I think the Lions are closer to Buffalo Bills, Baltimore Ravens like than actually a team that can win the whole thing.
All right, so what do you guys say? I mean, I'm not going to give up on the Lions, and look,
and it's not. I'm not saying that, but given the choice between the two, I look at the Tigers' rotation and say that they can win any series.
The difference for me, the Lions have the talent. I don't think the Tigers do. I mean, do you believe that Javi Baez and Zach McKinstry or face of franchise Matt Vierling are going to be people carrying you to a World Series? I don't. From a pitching standpoint, Rico's 100% right. I know Derek Skubal. Hell, any series you go into, seven-game set, I'll already assume I'm up 2-0. But do I know Jack Flaherty's spine is going to hold up? You know, Reese Olson, Alex Cobb, the Mize revival.
Let's just take the Cobb out. I get what you're saying.
The point I'm making is with the Lions, you have legitimate superstars at a bevy of positions. You have guys that are amongst the best in the sport. Who do you have as a Tiger that you could say that about, not named Jared Skubal? And I still believe when push comes to shove, a money ball team has never won this thing. You can call it roster optimization and all that. I think the Tigers need an anchor as a right-handed bat. They got to get it at the deadline. And I need a bullpen arm. Because, I don't think Will Vest is closing out a World Series.
No, you're correct. But I also look in the NFL. You ain't Kansas City. You ain't Philly. You're not winning lately. It's hard to break through because you have to go through those two cities. And I don't know if they can see. Like, when the Lions have played the elite quarterbacks.
So you don't view the Dodgers that way? You don't view the Mets that way? Like, those are teams whose payrolls are more than double yours. There is no, in the NFL, everyone's kind of even.
Right.
Baseball, that's not the case.
But no, I guess I would look at the Dodgers as maybe that dynasty team that, okay, you're going to have to eventually play them. But with Skubal, as you said, I'm good with that. I think that you're kind of even. Whereas in the NFL, when this team has gone up against the better quarterbacks, they don't pan out. And that's not me being a hater. That's just looking at the facts. Like, okay, yes, you beat Mahomes, but let's be real, not all the pieces were there in that game. When you've gone up against the other people, do I got to remember what happened when Josh Allen was here? Last time you played Lamar, it wasn't pretty. So that's why I'm going to lean with baseball.
David, where are you at? Do you think the Tigers have surpassed the Lions amongst fans as this town's best shot at the title?
I do. And Mike, you mentioned the rosters. Yes, the Lions roster is more talented than the Detroit Tigers. So on that alone, I would almost lean there until you mention anchor. The Tigers have, I think, a better anchor than what the Lions have. Yes, talented roster, but do I trust Goff in the situation where it's one and done versus having Skubal two, maybe three times in a seven-game series, depending on how it goes? I trust Skubal over the anchor that the Lions may have, so I would go with the Detroit
Tigers.
Right,
but here's my point. With the Tigers, you will have to be betting on. And look, the official Tiger of this show is Kerry Carpenter.
Yes.
But Kerry doesn't play every day. Or Kerry's going to get sat down.
Matt Vierling on line four.
Well, there you go. Guy who went 3-for-100 in the playoffs last year. The Vierlings, the McKinstrys, all the with the Lions, it's Amon-Ra, it's Penei Sewell, it's Jahmyr Gibbs, it's Sam Laporta, it's Aiden Hutchinson, it's DJ Reed, it's superstars, Kirby Joseph. I like pedigree and quality.
It is. You're correct. But as Davis said, I'm sorry, Kenny.
No, you're fine. Go ahead.
As Davis said, but I look at it, all those superstars that the Lions have, it still boils down to what is Jared Goff going to do? When I look at the Tigers, I have more faith. I think I know what Skubal is going to do rather than what Goff is going to do.
Go ahead, Kenny.
You basically, Mike, what you've said is you've copied off my show sheet if I wrote it all down.
I was going to say, but you didn't write it down, so therefore it's not plagiarism.
Okay, you are right. That is true. But yeah, I base it more on star power, right? You just said you listed off all the Lions stars, the Gibbses, the Penei Sewells, the St. Browns, the Hutches. I take the team with the more star power than the team without the more star power.
Right.
You look at a team like the Dodgers, look at from top to bottom, that roster construction is gross. It's disgustingly filthy. The Lions have much closer of that than the Tigers do.
Right. And look, maybe it's PTSD, but go back to the playoffs last year. You know, do you really want Trey Sweeney up there in a big spot? In the playoffs. not some dull ass series in May against Houston.
And how long can Javi keep this up? Let's ask the uncomfortable question too, because I mean, maybe this is the new Javi. Maybe this is who he is. He's due for regression, right? That's going to happen. We all are aware of that, yes. Right? So when that happens, is Tort going to be this good for this long? Who knows?
But no, but
Carr doesn't play every day. Scuba plays every five.
Kenny, we made the same argument about a player. If you really think about it, we were all saying, is this really Jared Goff? How long is this going to last before he goes back to being Jared Goff that we all know?
But the whole point is he has gone back to being the Goff that everyone knows in the biggest moments. So yeah. If the comp is that, then it would be, okay, McKinstry's red hot, playoffs, sad trombone. I think it's a fascinating.
That's a great argument.
There's definitely no yelling here. It's more, I'm shocked how quickly people have bailed on the Lions in favor of the new hotness. When the Lions, in fact, have, I want to say this, and I reserve a right to change, but like, guys, you have multiple Hall of Famers on your team.
But you
as Detroit Lions.
But I think you know why people have bailed on them, because you went through that magical roller coaster ride, and then nothing. You had nothing to show for 15-2.
I want to see if anyone's going to call in and not defend the Lions, but to me, be a little bit of a voice of reason. But okay, let's get after it. Because here's the interesting part. The same people that are going to call up and scoff at this question and go, well, clearly it's the Tigers, are going to be the same people who want to jackhammer my balls when I tell you the Lions are going 10-7 or 11-6 this year. Oh my God, you're negative. Really? You were the chuckleheads who called in telling me the Tigers are a World Series team on May 30th and they have a better championship window than the Detroit Lions. You can't have it both ways. So if you're going to be negative about the Lions, that's fine. I don't want to hear from you this fall when we're not doing the disco at 15-2.
But I don't think it's being negative, at least me. It's not negative about the Lions. It's more, I'm more confident in the Tigers pitching staff than the Lions coming out there and getting it done against some of the better QBs.
248-539-9797. We are going to get to the people next. And again, this is not an endorsement, but it's a question. And a lot of people are feeling the Tigers right now. Okay, put your chips on the table. Do you believe they have a better chance to win the World Series than the Lions do to win a Super Bowl? It is amazing the turn that's happened. We'll get to the people in a minute.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Femenino, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femenino. 855-65-CRASH. Or go to that website. Get David. GetPaid.com. Get your life back on track. Get David. GetPaid.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
We are going to get to the people in a second. David, the early returns on Ticket Text. We've asked the question, have the Detroit Tigers, your first place Tigers, your assumed AL Central champion Tigers, your World Series bound Tigers, these are all your words, have they surpassed the Lions as our city's best hope for a championship in 2025? That's not an endorsement, it's a question. David, what are the early returns?
I lean Tigers, and the reason I do is because of the path the Tigers have. The only other team I consider a serious threat in the World Series today is the Yankees. That is Robbie at work. Someone else says the Detroit Tigers have a better chance than the Lions. I don't like the Lions in a one-game scenario all the time. I do like the Tigers pitching in a seven-game series.
Now, that's Rico's point in a nutshell. Single elimination versus – now, remember, you only get the seven-game set when we get you to the ALCS. But fine enough.
But see, I'm looking at the five-game set, and I really feel confident with the Tigers.
I am willing to say the Tigers have a better shot at winning it all than the Lions. Biggest reason is while golf is good, I just don't think the Lions can win it all with him.
And I think some of that is recency bias of 15-2, rookie quarterback comes into Ford Field and beats you, and it's not even close. It's left a bad taste in a lot of Lions fans' mouths.
So have Brad Botts gone John Cena heel turn? What happened to, the Sydney Sweeney bathwater candles or whatever they're selling? Didn't Brad Holmes come out with a line of those? I thought those sold out in 7 minutes. So now those same people are going, I can't win with this quarterback. You just told me this guy's the Julia Child of NFL GMs, but you can't win with the quarterback? I want to make sure I'm still in Detroit.
Yes, it is, and I think it's still a lot of people, Mike, angry. And you weren't here one day, but we did a show, and a lot of fans just kind of came out and said, yeah, I'm still angry over this playoff loss.
Okay.
And I haven't gotten over it yet, because I was wondering, like, where are you guys at? And it's like, yeah, I'm still hurt. And I think some are hurt, and they don't feel – it was the ultimate disappointment because you had it all.
See, my problem is – when you like, and I understand the Lions haven't played their first game yet. I'm convinced with their star power, they don't need to have a flashy record to get hot and get in and do damage. With the Tigers, you know my fear? My fear is they got hot too early. I've seen this a million times in baseball. Some team jumps out first 40, 50 games, looks amazing. You know what happens by the end of the year? That great ball they were playing was a distant memory. Now, again, if we get deeper into this season and we do this topic August 1st, I think I would potentially have a different answer. Right. It's wild to me in May, Rico. This is where well, let's go to people. Yeah. I mean, they're lining up to talk. Let's talk to them. Kyle Batts, leadoff, 97.1. What's up, Kyle?
Hey, what's up, guys? Long-time listener, first-time caller. I appreciate you taking my call.
Welcome in. What's up?
Me personally, as it sits right now, I mean, I love the Lions. I hope they do great this year. But as it sits right now, the Tigers are hot right now. And you look at them last year, they performed in the playoffs very well. They went to Houston, beat Houston at home. They gave Cleveland a run for their money. I think they had no business even being in the playoffs last year, going from a 0.2% chance. You have the team doing a lot better now. You look at guys like Javi, Torkelson, and we're improving the bullpen. You got rid of Kenta Maeda. I think the team as it sits right now, I could see them, especially looking at how baseball, you're not playing a one-and-done game like where football, we just played against a rookie QB, one-and-done, we got our butts whooped at home, and all the fans are going home disappointed. And then we go back the year before, we go to San Francisco, we have this tremendous lead, we blow it in the second half, one-and-done, you're out. That's where I stand right now. If you would have asked me before the Lions schedule came out with how hot the Lions were last year, I would have said, yeah, for sure. I think they have a better chance. But looking at this Lions schedule, they have the schedule of doom and despair coming up this year. And I'm kind of with you. I think I wouldn't be shocked if they went 10-7 this year.
Okay. No, Kyle, listen, it's a question. I don't have a super strong opinion. I think I'm just shocked. And whether it's the ticket techs or whether it's some of the other shows and the callers, you go, okay, how quickly we forget. You know, the Lions, Kyle, I think the thing is this. If I said you could have a draft and how many GMs would trade their current roster for the Lions versus how many GMs would trade their current roster for the Tigers, I think the Lions win out every time.
Yeah.
And it's hard for me to work around that because, Kyle, the other problem is, look, the Tigers might make history. We sure as hell hope they do. It'd be fun for everybody. But a Moneyball team, this roster optimization stuff, it's never won a World Series. And for all the times I've seen, you know, back when Billy Beane was running the A's, when Tampa was at their zenith, they don't win World Series. I mean, you make deep runs, you might get there, you don't win. Because when push comes to shove, the cream does rise, and it's you need stars.
But the thing is, Mike, you can have all the stars in the world, but you've seen the flip side of it. Team has good quarterback, great quarterback, not a ton of talent around them, and they're always in a game.
Yes.
And I think it's an indictment that people just don't feel like Goff can get them over that edge. It's not all the other, because everything you said, you're right. The first ballot Hall of Famers that you have, and like Sewell, like you have people on this Lions team, stars. You're absolutely right. A GM will walk in there and say, I would take that team. But Goff, I mean, and I'm beating a dead horse, but Jane Daniels didn't have all the pieces that Goff had, and he was okay.
I love it. The Goff slander is going to be a storyline of summer here. This is something.
Well, and here's the thing. Let me introduce this from the ticket text here. A couple of them just came through, giving a different kind of angle to why they're choosing the Tigers over the Lions. I trust AJ way more than Dan Campbell in a pressure situation. Whoa, don't get me wrong. I love Campbell, but I'm not sure the Wild Wild West shooter is better than the Genius Baseball.
You know what? I need a second one. Unless you're driving, that person, 248-539-9797, call in. I want to hear that rationale. I want to talk to that person.
Here's the second one. Kevin in St. Clair Shores. Comparing Goff to Scooble, please. I'll take Hinch over Dan Gamble all day.
Let me get this straight now. If you questioned him on any fourth down, you were accused of having a catio and being bad at radio. Now, let me just get this straight now. Dan Campbell is irresponsible and insane, and AJ Hinch is God. I just want to make sure I've got that straight. Do you see why I wanted this as a topic? It's a case that I'm fascinated.
You know what, buddy?
Thanks.
You've earned your Costco.
Yes.
You've earned it.
Can't wait. Go there right now. Let's go to Rick 97.1. Rick, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Happy Friday.
Same to you, Rick.
Hey, you know, that ticket texter, the last two stole my thunder. That's my thing. My X factor is AJ Hinch. I can guarantee you, and I love Dan Campbell. I equate Dan Campbell to my drunk uncle. Like, you love the guy, but you know he's going to make a mistake sooner or later. But you continue to love him. You want to be, you know, there for the ride and hope he succeeds. But AJ's going to make wise decision after wise decision. So that's why, like, to me, Tigers, I would put my money on the Tigers before I did the Lions.
Hmm. Wow. So you're not into the Dan Gamble. Okay. Have you always been this way, Rick?
I've always been a Lions fan, but I can tell you, I can criticize when it's warranted. For example, last year in the playoff game against Washington, why in the world? It's the playoffs. Jahmyr Gibbs should have been our bell cow, but we wanted to be loyal to David Montgomery, who is a good running back. I have nothing against the guy. But if we give the ball to Jahmyr the way we should have, the way any other coach in the NFL would have, we win that game.
Okay.
AJ won't make those mistakes.
All right. I got to say it. I'm sorry. Just hold on. Are we all just going to forget about AJ in Houston? Yes. Before we turn him into Joe Torre.
Yes.
You can say he's doing a wonderful job, but can we just kind of deal on the level?
Okay.
One of the biggest scandals in Major League history, and now you want to impugn Dan Campbell, who's done nothing wrong, and you want to act like it's a cinch that AJ's just going to do it all. For all the years they were around, when did they win? Like, let's just be on the level. I'm willing to forgive.
Here's the thing.
But I can't forget. And it's like, wait a second. Dan Campbell was turned into a deity in this town.
He was.
And now,
he still is to some.
Now 50 games, Dan Campbell doesn't know what he's doing.
Okay. It's a sore spot for you. But for Tigers fans, they don't give a damn what happened in Houston.
They don't have to give a damn. The whole point is, when the guy won it all, what went down?
It did.
And you want to act like he's got six rings.
I can't speak for caller Rick, but I think it's more of a looking at him right now, because it looks like every move he makes just works. Whereas Dan Campbell, he turned into Dan Gamble.
Yeah, but the problem is most of these people, they don't pay attention. How about pitching to Kwan with first base open the other day? Was that a Nostradamus move? Let me help you. Like, no, I'm just making a point. Yes. People are getting high on their own. They're doing the Tony Montana thing again.
Yes.
They're face down in a pile of blow.
Because for Dan Campbell, when the play works, like against the Commanders, when they do the little double reverse and all of a sudden there's J-Mo running down the sideline, works.
Remember what we talked about in the Packer game?
Yeah.
Oh, well, it worked. Why are you hating? No one's hating. You did something unnecessarily. Now, all of a sudden, look, if you believe the Tigers have a better shot, there's a multitude of reasons. Saying that AJ is better than Dan Campbell, I'm sorry, that can't be one. I'm going to stick up for Dan Campbell. Like that to me is crazy. The idea that the head coach who has reshaped your culture and has become one of the five best coaches in the NFL, now all of a sudden you are going to tell me, not the players, not the style, not the AL being down, that AJ Hinch, and it's because Campbell isn't XYZ.
No,
that's crazy.
No, Mike, but there's a lot of people who aren't in love with the Dan Gamble and would say, I really wish you would just take less chances sometimes. They love him as a coach, but it's like the gambling is almost like an addiction. Like, Dan, you don't always have to go for it like that.
But it works.
It works until it doesn't.
All right, we'll get more into people. I told you, this is a case study for me.
This is
wild times. 2-4-8-5. You know what? Maybe they'll both win the championship, and it just settles everything. 2-4-8-5-3-9-97-97. We'll get more of your calls next. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. TNCs apply.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Femininio, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. Getdavidgetpaid.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You know, if you ever wanted to know what commercial breaks are like at this place, we just ran a villain arc that Jeremy Otto is actually a Coke dealer who one day is going to snap, rip off his shirt, exposing a bald eagle tattoo, and shoot someone dead in this building.
Right, from shoulder to shoulder.
All because Evan Jenkins accused him of being on the cover of Dungeons & Dragons.
Yeah, what's with that?
I don't know.
Why do I have to...
We were trying to figure out pre-show who at the station would be least likely to own a gun. I don't know why this conversation started. I don't remember.
So that's why we turned Jeremy Otto into a cartel member.
And because we thought it would be hilarious if one day he just pulled up his shirt and he just revealed
He's like, hey, I got your update. You're dead.
Right.
Boom. Exactly. Just like,
the most mild-mannered dude in the building.
Update. You came up a little short.
I'm Jeremy Otto, and you're not.
Interrupt me with a drop again, funny man.
Right. MCJO doesn't play that.
That was the commercial break. Now back to your regularly scheduled programming. Allen's in Royal Oak, and he's
up next.
I'll have
your money tomorrow.
Allen, what's going on, man?
Hey, guys, how are you? I feel like this discussion is a manifestation of the recency theory. If the question had been posed at the end of the NFL regular season, I'm fairly confident that fans and most people would say the Lions have a much better chance. They had the best record in football. They were looking pretty good, even though the defense was injured.
Yes.
They'd just beaten the Vikings. Okay, the question's being asked when the Tigers have the best record in baseball. Their pitching staff looks good. They had an amazing year last year to make it to the playoffs. And the team is arguably, despite not really having a leadoff hitter and missing a bat to hit third or fourth, is better than they were last year because you have Baez, who people wanted released, and Dylan Dingler's, you know, been a very good addition, you know, and as well as some other players and so forth. So that being said, I'm not putting money on either team. I could see why, but I could see both sides. The Tigers pitching staff is like having a great defense in the NFL. The Lions offense is certainly good enough to win a Super Bowl. I mean, I'm happy with Jared Goff, despite the fact that he's not a very mobile quarterback. The rest of the offense is Pro Bowl caliber. I'm concerned about the front seven on defense. I like the fact that they want to fortify the offensive line, but I'm concerned that they did that at the expense of getting an edge rusher. Aiden Hutchinson is a question mark, not because of his talent, but because he's got to show that he's completely healthy and he's going to build on the way he started last year. The other question marks for the Lions, listen, Dan Campbell deserves credit. He's completely changed the culture of the franchise. They wouldn't be where they are without him. His in-game decisions sometimes give me pause, but the bigger concerns and the justifiable ones are you have an unproven defensive coordinator, and you lost. You can't convince me that the offensive coordinator is going to be as good, certainly not better than Ben Johnson. So there's some question marks. But if you get into the season and they start rolling through this tough schedule because of the Lions' talent, you know, I might think about it. If the Tigers make a couple of moves, then I do think they have a legitimate chance, but not the way the team is constructed now.
No, and I think you summarized it perfectly. By the way, it's nice to hear from you again. It's been a minute, Alan. No, I think you summarized it perfectly. You know, if we're sitting here after the trade deadline and we acquire what we all universally believe is a high-end right-handed bat and a bullpen arm, I have no problem if people believe that. I just can't do it now. And with the Lions, I'm with Alan on this. Look, the difference is if the Lions just get in, I don't view the one-and-done format as bad. When you have talent, the Lions will take the field over almost any team outside of, say, Philly.
Right.
And they'll have more talent. And I know, cliche, talent wins.
No, it's the talent thing, Mike, but it means that you're probably going to have to face, you know, Philly and then either Kansas City, Buffalo, or Baltimore.
That's fine.
And at that point, I don't.
So how is that any different than the Tigers facing the Yankees and Dodgers?
Because I look at Scooble and you can win me half the games.
Hey, all right.
He can give me half the games.
Okay. All right. Listen. It's May. I won't go there. I just, I love all the confidence. That's
and fine. The Yankees overrated.
There you go. Keep it coming. Keep it going. I knew that was in there somewhere. Let's go to Jeremy.
Let's go Mets.
Wow. Jeremy 97.1. What's up, man?
Well, first of all, Mike, I got something. I got a problem with you here. 85% of your viewers or listeners are on the road. And then I'm driving 275, and you talk about two championships. And my cold brew shoots out of my left because of my third leg onto the floor. Can you please not talk about two before one?
Yes. I'm so sorry, and I want to apologize to the upholstery.
Wow. Go ahead.
Thank you. All right. So the question, the Tigers play a series. Lions could be one and done. Actually, I'm going to go back. You're right, Mike, when it comes to Dan Campbell, because Dan Campbell was part of the change to Tigers. A.J. Hinch admitted what he does, he incorporated, and that helped start the run for the Tigers last year, if anyone remembers that. And then, but mainly the Lions are a top 2-3 team, maybe 4 team, but the Tigers right now are a top 2 team. In a series with Scubo, I take it over a one-and-done with who I like, Jared Goff.
Yeah, and Jeremy, I don't think there's right and wrong. I think you side with Rico on it. It's not a huge argument for me. I just think the recency bias is evident because people are – look, just because I think the Lions take a step back record-wise doesn't mean that I don't think by the end of the year they will grow into – a very dangerous team. But no, look, I can't argue the Scooble thing. The only thing I could tell you is you better pray to God Scooble doesn't lose a game because then that undermines your whole argument.
Correct. Correct.
It's such a big question to where I would even say I would also bet that the Tigers would have a bigger fall off than the Lions going towards the playoffs. So that's how weird this question is.
Well, exactly. And you know what? Look, Jeremy, see, you just hinted at something, and I might have been 20 minutes ago I said it. I'm thrilled at the start for the Tigers, but there's almost something in the back of my mind knowing baseball the way I know it. Mm-hmm. You're too hot too early. And then by the
it's
end of the
rare that somebody goes wire to wire.
Well, right, and then by the end of this, you're Kenny at the bar at 2 a.m., and you can't form a sentence.
Right. You turn out to be the Minnesota Twins, but you're just struggling, hoping, praying. Can we win one? No, we can't.
You can't say that. How dare you?
Sorry.
But you're right. This happened a couple of years ago. Who was it? It was it the Nats? They were 500, and then they just caught fire. Yes. It wasn't to the Tigers' level of being nine games out, but they got hot at the right time.
Or was it the Phillies?
It was one or the other.
Yeah.
It was in the NL East.
It was the Phillies because they were like written off for dead.
Yes.
And the next thing you know, yep, it was them. So, yeah, you're right. You know, it's rare you go wire to wire. You don't want to peak too soon.
All right, David, a couple of ticket texts. We'll finish out the calls. I've enjoyed the conversation. I'm just not ready with the Tigers yet. I love the start. I'm thrilled, but not ready to say World Series. And therefore, I would still go with the Lions. But it's a fun conversation for sure. And they should kick Kansas City's ass because Kansas City can't score in a whorehouse. So it should be pretty good weekend for the Tiger Arms. David, what do you have?
Yeah, before I get to the other one, someone is confirming DeVale from Madison Heights is saying, you're right, it was the Nationals in 2019. They were a 500 team until they caught fire until they won the title.
Right. And again, it's not this exclusive concept. It's just, man, when like the 84 Tigers, 35-5, right? They're a 500 team the rest of the year. Now, they still got it done. I'm just making a point. The idea that you will carry this winning percentage over 162 games and be the 0-1 Mariners, that team didn't win it either. I need to see more. And it's only because baseball's a death march.
Yeah, but to take it full circle, your Lions team was the 0-4 Mariners.
That's fair. Rick C. says it's got to be the Lions because the Tigers are like the Pistons, young and upcoming. The Lions are already set to win now.
I think where I'll feel more comfortable, if Parker Meadows comes back and is the Parker Meadows of September, if that's my leadoff hitter, and I mean, it's not hyperbole to say he's the best defensive outfielder in the game. if he's that, if he's back, if this nerve ending stays healthy, mm-hmm. well, all of a sudden, okay, that adds some elongation to the lineup. It still will not take away. You need a right-handed bat and a good one. By Langford. But it would just, you need that. I'm just making a case again. I'm sorry.
You need a cough drop.
351, it looks like Dwight Langford has come out.
It's actually earlier in the show, Kenny.
True or false?
Kenny went over your head, but he actually said it earlier in the show.
On, true or false, Kenneth. No matter how good Max Clark is, he's not helping you right now.
Well,
true or false, Wyatt Langford's on pace for a 30-30 season.
It's true. It's true.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, that's all. Great smile. Nice kid. I don't know. I'm just making a point. It kills
Oddly
me every day.
Enough, Max Clark returned 30 pop bottles.
Right. And again, he may be a superstar down the line. I have no idea. It doesn't matter. Because right here, right now, mm-hmm. you made the playoffs last year. He didn't help you. You're going to make the playoffs this year. He didn't help you. You don't get this time back.
No. You don't.
Wouldn't the ultimate irony be they trade him to get a right-handed bat?
Yeah.
It won't happen.
Well, that's why I can't get mad when every day you mention it, because you're right.
I only do it. It's partially a bit. I'm not bent out of shape. It never made sense. It doesn't make sense now.
I know, but I think everybody on this show and probably a lot of listeners, whenever you see Langford do something, the first thing you think of, not, oh, okay, but the Rangers are happy. No. What's Mike thinking right now? Does Mike know what just happened? Did Mike know he just got a walk-off grand slam?
I mean,
I have alerts set on my phone when he gets, like, has an at-bat, so I'll switch it over on my MLB app just so I can see with my own eyes what I'm about to hear on, like, a text that I'm about to get from Mike.
And he's not a finished product, but, I mean, is he pacing to be over a 6-WAR player this year? Yes. You know, that's kind of that Matt Chapman level guy.
But he's more finished than Max Clark, and he's producing right now. That's what I want.
10 homers, 10 steals. We're not into June yet. I don't know. He already, you know, he missed a few games there. He had a little injury. Missed 2 weeks. Maybe he'd be at 12-12. It's okay. Look, get a right-handed bat. It'll be all good. That's the bottom line. You show me Parker Meadows, you show me a right-handed bat, the World Series thing makes a lot more sense to me.
And I'm not mad at you, Mike, for saying you want to wait until August. That's fair. I mean, you're right. You're probably more right than a lot of people, but you know baseball. You can't continue success this way. It's the fall off where, okay, you almost don't want to start too hot. You want to have like that buildup factor like the Tigers had last year, something to strive for instead of fighting off everybody, because that wears on you. And mentally, you can't handle it, you become the Twins.
David, go ahead.
Regarding the Scooble part of the discussion, someone says, excuse me, didn't Scooble lose a playoff game last year? Love him, but the Lions haters are taking the playoff loss too far. Lions are still elite.
It's not Lions haters. I can't speak for everybody. I am just saying I have more confidence in Scooble in pitching in 2 games. Or, heck, if you make it to the World Series, dude, you're pitching in 3 games. I don't care. Okay, you can ice your arm in the offseason.
Especially if you haven't signed him yet.
There you go. I don't care. You're pitching in 3. If you can get me a win in 2 of those, great. Goff, it's not Lions hating. It's just against the better teams, it just seems like he doesn't rise to the occasion. They may win the game, but often they lose. And you see the other quarterback, and it's like, he's nowhere like Josh Allen.
Oh, God, somewhere, somebody better make sure Costa's blood pressure isn't through the roof right now. I mean, you're getting him excited.
Hey, facts are mean.
Go.
Eric in Northville says, all things being equal, both teams healthy, I would take the Lions
over the
Tigers right now.
Yeah, I still have faith in the star power. I do. But, you know, we're going to have this conversation a little later. It is Detroit versus everybody when it comes to the Lions. Another article today. Like, the whole free world says, you need X. The Lions say, go bleep yourself. We're going to have, I'll explain. We'll have this conversation.
It's actually pretty apt.
It's very. David, go ahead.
I think it's the Tigers. I really think just about everyone in this town overvalues the Lions roster.
How so, though? I mean, you have all pros. You have first ballot Hall of Famers. You have a multitude of Pro Bowlers. You have 5 players, 6 if you count J-Mo, on the top 25, under 25. I mean, I don't think it's overvaluing it. It's a fabulous roster.
Also, David said something, a texter said, all things equal, no injuries. Which roster is more equipped to sustain injury? Because nobody's going to stay perfectly healthy throughout the course of a season or a course of the playoff. So I think it's the Lions, unless it's like last year where everybody died.
Well, but proof was in the pudding. They still went 15-2.
Correct.
You know, for the Tigers.
Or McKinstry. Hooray. I mean, I don't think that's going to be good.
They survived the center fielder injury plague, and Javi gave them the Disney movie. But you're right. I mean, start to look at some of the rotation or start to look at the lineup. Like, you lose a guy or two in that lineup, not face of franchise Matt Vierling, but I'm saying if you took a Kerry Carpenter out of the mix or you took a Riley Green, what does it look like? Just to answer his question, I still think it's the Lions.
No, it is, but I think it's the dirty little secret. And Cookies, if you're listening, go take the cat to the catio, turn off your radio. I think all the Jared Goff chants are going to come to a stop. I think people have lost faith in him.
Oh, my God.
You're correct.
What is this man doing?
You're correct with the amount of talent that the Lions have. But I think the man who runs the show, people don't have that faith in him anymore.
Walleye.
Okay, sorry.
Not on May 30th.
Sorry.
Maybe October 30th, but all right, just not.
Costco, let's go.
Woo! 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Femininio, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio. 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. Getdavidgetpaid.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.